We are going to stick with the general election for a little bit, but in keeping with our focus on local issues, we're going to talk to you about the candidates for the two local electorates, John.
Which is Taranaki King Country and Hauraki Waikato, depending whether you're on the general role or the Maori role.
And the reason you may not have heard much about any of this is because typically both those go with the people who are already in there, Barbara Kuriga and Nanaia Mahuta.
And Angela Roberts, who's a list MP for Labour as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, but she's listed at like 35 or 36, somewhere around that for Labour, so she may or may not get back.
She probably won't get back, yeah, because you have to be fairly well up that list when Labour's not doing well.
I guess it depends. Oh, yeah, because there might
be some... Because the electorate MPs are going to overtake her, so she's going to slip further down that list.
Ah, okay, so there are people below her. Yeah, I see. Yes, she's number 35.
Because if you win an electorate, it doesn't matter how low down the list you are, you get elected. And if you're not elected by your constituents, which this once was the fifth safest national seat, so if Barbara Kuriga had lost this seat at one time, there would have only been four national MPs, which it's a long time since there was that number. So,
She's done a few things that might help her to lose it, but
one of the candidates is pointing out Bill Burr. Did you read Bill Burr's notes?
So let's just list the candidates. So there is Barbara Kuriga, there is Angela Roberts, there is Bill Burr. Who's he running for? ACT?
No, he's independent, but all his policies seem to be in line with ACT, and quite often he says, "I support what ACT is saying."
Well, so he couldn't get on ACT's list, but he still... Is that what happened? Likes them? Okay, so there's him, and there's also Daryl Raisin.
Well, I think he's just decided that probably at the last moment he's going to stand himself. And
maybe
he feels that with his background, he's got a good case to probably be better than most of the ACT candidates who are not standing in this constituency with a candidate.
Of course,
you can still vote for all the parties, because the main vote we've got is not the constituency vote, but the party vote, because the party vote decides who's going to be in government.
Do we need to explain that?
Probably.
And I was about to say we don't need to say that because my audience is really smart.
Well, there's always people in the audience who've tuned in for the first time, so...
Yeah, it frustrates me that we need to explain that. But anyway, so we're just telling... I mean, that's why we don't know much about the electorate vote, that and the fact that... They're pretty much foregone conclusions. So we were saying that there was Barbara Kuriga, Angela Roberts, Bill Burr, and this guy Daryl Raisin from Vision. There's not even a party on here called Vision, is there, on the actual thing you can vote for? So who the heck are they?
He says he's standing to remove any climate-driven tax forced upon farmers, ensure public roads are repaired to be safe for use by all motorists, and create a way that farmers are able to sell direct to the consumer. And he's concerned about relationships and sexuality education in schools and chose online schooling for his children.
So sexuality education used to be purely the concern of Christians, but it may not be anymore. I think
he's part of that Christian party.
Vision is, okay, all right. But they're not listed on the party list you can vote for the general election, so I don't understand. But anyway, I guess he's just using it as a platform to make his point. But there are a lot... I was looking at the minor parties, and there are a lot of... several minor parties led by people concerned about all the same things. Or does he mention how mean Jacinda locked us down as well?
He's part of that Hannah Tamaki party, so yeah.
Oh, he comes under that. Oh, so it's an umbrella party called Freedoms NZ, which is a weird collection, unusual. I shouldn't be pejorative there. That an unusual collection of people, outdoors party as well, who and some Christian people. Some.
So his website has a nice big picture of her.
Yeah, thanks, John. I'm so pleased.
Just to make sure you understand who he's with.
I mean, John, who are you going to vote for?
I'm voting Green for my party vote and voting Angela Roberts for my constituency vote.
I was just meant the constituency vote. We knew you were voting Green.
I haven't got a choice of voting Green for a candidate, and I'm not sure that I would anyway, because Angela Roberts has probably the best chance of defeating our current MP. I was quite interested to see Bill Burr's fairly major demolition of somebody had supported before.
Yeah, pretty scathing.
Barbara Corrigan.
But it's just, why is it just short sentences, John? Did you type that up or did is that?
Well, quite a lot of it is in short sentences, but I mean, I've abbreviated it in what I've sent you, but I've also sent you links to look at the website, so it might be quite good to maybe have on our Facebook page or somewhere a list of where these can be found and
what's
people
this?
Can look more in more detail at them.
400 hours of community service for defending myself from being killed. Is this Bill Burr writing this?
Yes.
He got 400 hours of community service.
Well, his claim to fame is that he was attacked whilst he was asleep, and there's quite a dramatic photo on his page showing the injuries that he had.
Oh, yeah, that is. I feel sorry for him. Home invasion, but.
And having been attacked, he got his son to cut off the fingertip of the teenage burglar who attacked him.
Oh, he did that.
So it was a question of was this self-defense or was this a premeditated attack? And the jury came out largely in his favor. So he only ended up with those hours of community service as a punishment.
Why doesn't he like Barbara Kruger then?
Well,
because the way she treats animals, it's okay to cut people's fingers off, but being mean to animals is not okay. Like what?
Well, the animals haven't been mean to you, so. And he's saying he supports all of ACT's law and order policies.
He probably got an instant conversion after the home invasion. Like to be a civilized human being, the point of it is not to just go around attacking people because they attacked you. Isn't that like to be an evolved human being or a civilized human being?
Yeah, it's hard to know how you would react if you'd been asleep and woke up to being hit over the head with a bottle.
I guess it's that whole premeditated thing. How quickly did it happen? Yeah.
But it sounds as though they'd actually subdued the burglar and as a sort of punishment, they chopped his finger off. But obviously the jury decided that wasn't the case. So who knows?
Yeah. So, and he says he doesn't trust Barbara because of her judgment. Like, to give the background on this, it's her family members who've been prosecuted for mistreating animals.
Well, her family company. Yes.
Her family company, but specifically it was son and husband?
Oxbow Dairies, I think it is.
Son and husband?
Yes.
Yeah, but then what she did was she went and tried to use her influence to
persuade Fonterra and the ministry to withdraw the charges.
Against her son.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's kind of, you know, being a mother kind of came to the fore there.
Because
this
was when over 20 cattle had to be put down because they were lame from walking on a gravel track and they'd ignored the advice of the vets to do something about it.
Yeah, so there's that story there, and the fact that she tried to influence things isn't good judgment. You can understand why a mother might do that or might feel the desire to do that. But anyway, I have met Barbara and I've chatted to her and... she just seems like a nice person when you talk to her.
Yeah, I've interviewed her many times, and she's been round to my place, and we've had coffee and such like. But
I give her credit for coming to Raglan because the previous National Party MP, he was legend for being just not very nice. But
he asked me to be secretary.
Yeah, he didn't know who you were, John. Clearly, but she does come to Raglan regularly. She gets out. I think she's quite a good constituent MP, especially compared to the last one. And despite this mistreatment of animals, because they own a couple of farms, one of the ones her daughter's running is they're doing a regenerative agriculture part of a trial there. So,
yeah, there's quite a lot of trials going on around the country.
You hurt the animals with one hand, you help the environment with the other. I don't quite know what to make of it all.
Well, the problem seems to me to be using your influence as an MP to try and bend decision making.
Yeah,
rather than the cruelty itself, and she was obviously doing that at arm's length because it was a family company, but her main concern has been as an MP for many years now. So,
yeah, well, we do. I mean, we often see MPs. I'm not trying to minimise it, but we do often see MPs making these kinds of errors of judgment. Michael Woods' career seems to be over. He's at like about number 50 on the
Labour list. His error of judgment was not sell his shares in a family trust fast enough, and I don't know how difficult it would have been to persuade a family trust to sell shares. So there could have been that problem. For some reason, he's never made a statement about it. But
well, he's now at number 45 on the Labour Party list, and unless he's an electorate MP, there is, or maybe he is.
He is, yeah.
Oh, okay, all right, he's come back then.
Yeah, and his error was not doing something, whereas her error was doing something. So she's actually positively gone to both Fonterra, well, according to Bill Burr, too. I didn't realise about Fonterra, but he's saying Fonterra as well as the ministry, to actually persuade them to drop the animal cruelty cases.
Yeah, okay. All right, so that's ultimately, I think this is enough detail, John, because this electorate is a foregone conclusion. Yeah, and,
I'd be very surprised if... If she doesn't win, so we're almost certain to have the same MP we've already got.
Yeah, so you've got the National MP, you've got the Labour MP, you've got the guy who likes ACT and wants tough on law and order. And
doesn't trust Barbara.
Yeah. Doesn't trust Barbara. That's one of the, he's probably running to piss her off.
well, he says he did help her in the past. So.
Yeah, and we've got also the Christian guy, Daryl Raison. So that's you've got Christian, ACT, National, Labour for your electorate people. I don't know what else to say for the Taranaki King Country. Moving on to
Hauraki Waikato.
Yep.
And which we've is got, a Maori constituency.
And we've got two candidates there? No, three.
We've got three.
Sorry. Oh, you didn't list the third one because it's Nanai Mahuta. Another probably foregone conclusion, John.
Well, Nanai has got about 9,000 majority, but it's not as firm a seat as Barbara Currie has got. So, yeah, she's probably going to win it.
But she, I would expect
and she's
her,
well up the list, I think, as well.
So. I'd expect a majority to be eaten into a little bit, though.
It was a record year for Labour at the 3 years ago. So
everyone's going to be anyway. But she's up against Hannah Rafferty, Maipi Clark, from the Māori Party, who's a rising star, a political star, I would say, from what I've seen, and also the victim of, was it a ram raid into her house and some notes left?
I've not managed to make out the reports, but that was mentioned, so yeah.
Yeah, she is the sort of person who's going to trigger angry conservative people, isn't she?
Well, except Angela Roberts did as well, so she got attacked to a lesser extent.
Slapped in the face. Do you know, John, tomorrow I'm interviewing former leader and founders of the McGillicuddy Serious Party.
Okay.
and I think we need some of that. Is that tomorrow or is it? Hold on, I'll check my diary. I think we need just like something to, a bit of humour, a bit of chill out at the moment. Because James Shaw got attacked as well. I will note that so far all the three people who have been attacked are left-wing people who have presumably been attacked by right-wing people. I don't know if that's enough, those three instances.
The National Party is claiming that they're being threatened by the gangs, but the threats seem to amount to a few comments that suggest that if they can wear badges, why shouldn't the gangs wear badges?
Yeah. So, yeah, that's, I mean, it's the people who threaten you online compared to the people who crash into your house and leave a note to threaten you. That's different. Yeah, but it's a small sample. I was just going to add that. That is a small sample. John, did you understand when Hannah Rafferty wrote, "I'm passionate about navigating our OG way through the 21st century"? Do you know what OG means?
No, I didn't get around to looking it up.
original gangster just means original.
Okay.
Yeah. Through Marakai, food sovereignty, Tatai, Ararangi, Māori astronomy. Okay, lots more.
Yeah, she's talking about the various Māori traditional ways of doing things, like looking at moon cycles, and quite a lot of people do grow their plants in line with those moon cycles, so and they're very successful at what they do, so I don't know enough about it to comment on that, really.
Okay, and the other...
But so she was also the Waikato Times pointed out she was granddaughter of the guy who vandalised the statue that used to be in Garden Place.
That was the statue of who they named Hamilton after.
Captain Hamilton, yeah.
Captain Hamilton, yeah. Who
was, never really had much to do with Hamilton because he was killed before it was started.
But he was
like Raglan. It's a recollection of a previous imperial hero.
He was killed while oppressing the Māori the Maori.
Yeah.
Leave it at that.
Well, attacking the pirate Tauranga.
Right, okay. So, cool. Next one. Third candidate for Hauraki Waikato is Donna Pukere Phillips, New Zealand Outdoors and Freedom Party. So she's coming under the Freedoms Party banner. John gave me a link to a Wikipedia page, which makes her look bad. And I'm sure that it's a Wikipedia page that has slanted to showing the things she's done that don't look good, but nonetheless,
I've not checked how many times that's been edited and whether there's different views and whether
there's arguments going on. But she has been through a lot of different parties and left some of them accusing people of things.
And she was, according to Wikipedia, claiming that there were up to 3,000 deaths that should have been attributed to COVID vaccination. But again, I've not checked that, but usually Wikipedia is usually right on things like that. But she says that she wants to challenge government abuse of power, talking about Bill of Rights, entrenching Bill of Rights, saying that she'll fight for marginalised people and stop governments making decisions for you without you. So that's
this is
the main point I think she's trying to make.
Yeah, so this is coming from the anti-mandate fight. And I got to say, like, I'm surprised people are still... I'm surprised people haven't had enough space on this. Like, I'm really critical of the government, and I've spent 20 years trying to work out how power works and all that kind of thing. And I was not surprised that we had mandates and then the government used its power to try to control the virus. Like, that's what happens.
We have had one of the lowest death rates around the world, so...
I know. That's the thing. Like, people aren't comparing... We could have had an experience like the UK where it was handled. They still tried to do what we did, but they did it badly, and people were... Like, my nephew, he had a hole in his tooth, a three-year-old boy, for a year because he couldn't get to the dentist. It was just a rolling disaster. He could have been in India where the police were out beating people with sticks if they found them out on the street. He could have been in the US, which was just a mess. We could have been in Western Australia, which was even stricter than here. We could have been in China, which was even stricter. We could have been in the third world countries where it just ran rampant. I'm not for one second justifying what the government did. I'm just saying, why are people so surprised?
And we have had vaccination around for a couple of centuries, so it's,
yeah, well, they're saying
exactly
it's
a new idea.
They're saying it's a different technology and we don't know about it. And there is a truth about that we didn't know the long term effects of this vaccine. I understood that when I took it. I didn't really want to take it, and I was dead set against it for quite a while. But
it was the risk of disease itself or the risk of the vaccine, and it has been shown that there have been some people die from the vaccine, so those who are against it are pointing that out. But then you look at the statistics and far more would have died, which is why we've got one of the lowest death rates in this country.
I think it's actually quite hard to work out. Or that, like, one day someone in about 10 years someone will have done a big meta-analysis of the impact on this country and compared it to maybe Sweden where they didn't choose that route. People are still really lost in this fearful place about the government, and that's what's driving a lot of these extra political parties.
Well, people
who are all drawing the vote away from each other, incidentally.
Yeah. This is one of the problems with our current MMP system, that you've got to get past the 5%.
This is just going to entrench that, isn't it? Because most of the countries looking at these parties thinking they're mad as... like crazy people, which is not what I'm saying at all, but that's what the majority of the country thinks because of the way they're portrayed in the media. So no one's going to be interested in dropping the 5% threshold at the moment, are they, John?
The Green Party wants it reduced to 4%. But...
crazy. I actually think it should be low. It should be fine. I mean, if there's one person, if Bishop Brian Tamaki is the one person in Parliament from their party, he can stand there and shout all he likes. He's not going to have any influence anyway. But the bigger parties are protecting their... they do know what happens, because while Brian Tamaki is always going to be marginalised because his views are too fringy, there might one day come a party that will grow up and overtake, especially Labour, which has been so lame. They're very much in danger of being overtaken by another party if one could just get a foothold.